וזה שכוסבת תויר איסור בוסה בחולוב, בלשוין, לא יסבה של גדי בחלי ואימוי. And this is why the Torah presents the Isser by saying, do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. Even though it's not limited to goats, beef, sheep, anything, all types of meat are forbidden. Midoy raisa. Kemoi shom razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, daf kuf yud gimel. Ach ze marames al inyan hapegam hanasem yibosar b'cholov. The Torah wants to show you, you want to know what damage is going to be caused when you mix meat and milk? Shemisarev ho azus de sitrach rabba boishis. The azus, the word az, az means a goat. Gdi is one word for goat, and az is another word that means goat. That when you're cooking the meat with the milk, you're activating this gedi, the azus of the sitrachra, and it's going to mix with the boishes. Shemishom ikar achizosam v'skabrusam. That's where the sitrachra draws its greatest strength from. She'yev shalonu levarom, making it impossible for us to fix it or to refine it. Ki gedi marameis al azus, because we know gedi represents azus, chutzpah, brazenness. Gedi izim. That's what it's called. A gedi izim. Loshen azus. Mi loshen azus. Vze bechinas seir izim. It's either called gedi izim or seir izim. Bechinas esov ish soir. Representing esov. Sitrachra. Azus de sitrachra. Shehu ikaru ha'azus de sitrachra. Azus haguf. Zua masanochosh. Malchus orisho. Shemalchusam rak al yidei azus. Shehu malchus abalaitaga. This represents the malchus of the sitrachra, whose kingdom comes from chutzpah. They're not really qualified to be kingdoms, to be king. They're not real kings. It's their chutzpah, their brazenness. They rebel, they overthrow the malchus of kedusha, and then they become kings. Because as the commissioner says, that Azus is called a kingdom without a crown. V'alkein roiv korbanos tzibur haboim lechaper heim sirizim. This is why you'll find that majority of sacrifices in the Chumash that were brought to atone for the tzibur, when Klal Yisrael did a sin or anything like that, usually it's goats. It's seirizim. Usirizim echod lechatos lashem. Usirizim lechaper. You'll check in Parshas Pinchas. You'll see again and again, every holiday. Shehem kol chatos hatzibur. This is all the korban chatoses that apply to the tzibur. Shehem seirei rosh chodoshim v'shel moyedos v'chein shnei seirei yom kippur. Hakol machma shaseirizim shom ikar achizas bechinas azas sitrachra. The reason for this is because in those goats, that's where you have the main achiza of the azas of the sitrachra. Val shem ze nikra b'shem az. That's why it's called an az l'shein azas. V'shom ikar habirur. That's where the main purification and clarification has to take place. Alkein al yodom ikra kapora. That's why when you take this goat and bring it as a korban on the mizbeach, that's the ikra kapora. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi. Because we have a rule throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah that when you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the source of the din. You have to go to its place. V'alkein koro ha'toira kol ha'behemois b'shem gedi. And this is why the Torah uses the word gedi as a term to refer to all behemois. Kemoi shom razal, as the Gemara says over there in Chulin, daf kuf yud gimel amid beis, kol mokem shnemar gedi, af egel v'cheves b'mashma. That wherever the Torah uses the word gedi, it includes calves and sheep. So this word gedi is a catch-all term for all kinds of behemois. Ki kol habehemois yesh bem achizas ha'azus, shubechinas ruach habemis. Because as we learned in the beginning of this halacha, all behemois have this behema in them, this chutzpah in them. We know that when a person sees a human being do something terrible, he'll call you behema. A behema means a person who did something terrible, you know, showed tremendous chutzpah. Ve'ikar ho'azus hu bebechinas gediizim kanal. And we said the main azus is found in those goats. Alkein kulam nikroim b'shem gedi kanal. That's why that term gedi is used also as an umbrella term to refer to all kinds of behemois. V'alkein be'isur bosa b'cholav. And therefore, when the Torah wants to teach us about not mixing meat and milk, she'ikar ho'isur shelo yizgaber ho'azus desitrachra, where the main reason for the Isur is because we don't want that Azus the Sitra Achra to draw strength from the Boishas of the Sitra Alkein Korah HaToyer Isur Shel B'sar Behema B'Shem Gedi. That's why the Torah wrote, don't cook goat. That's why it wanted to zero in on that word goat. L'rameis she'ikro ho'isur machmas b'chinas ho'azus, to emphasize that the main reason for not mixing meat and milk is this problem with the azus, shu b'chinas gedi izin, which is associated with goats especially. V'ze b'chinas b'chalei v'imoi, and now you'll understand why doesn't it simply say in milk? Should have just said in milk. Why does it say in mother's milk? Even though it's forbidden to put, you know, to cook meat in any milk, is to teach us sheikar hoisur machmas shehecholov nimshach mebchinas chalishus uboishes. The main reason why this meat and milk is forbidden is because milk is associated with weakness, shyness, shamefulness. Sheze bechinas chaleveim. That's why the emphasis on mother's milk, mommy's milk. Ki hanekevois heim bechinas chalishus uboishes keneged azochor shohu az v'chazak. Because the female represents weakness and shyness compared to male, the male who's supposed to be the tougher one, and the one who has more brazenness. Here again, we know that in our topsy-turvy world, sometimes you have role reversal, it's called, where again, she's wearing the pants, as that expression. Or you have women, Rahman al-Slan, who are brazen. We're talking about religious, proper women by in couples where things are proper, it's understood that the man is the stronger. He represents the strength, and she represents the tsnius, the shyness. She's the one who's in the background. She's not the one who's out front there, who's talking, doing most of the talk, that kind of thing. She's taking an attitude of shyness, that tsnius. Kol kvoido bas melech penima. The main honor and respect of a princess, a Jewish princess, is how reserved she is. So again, that's this chulsha, this boishes bush of kedusha. Vezeh ikar ho'isur. And that's the main problem when we're dealing with meat and milk. The problem is gedi versus chaleveim. That's the problem, is azus versus busha. Shelo yisarvu ho azus ba boishes shu b'chinas gedi ba chaleveim hoy shemishom ikar yenikosam. That's what would give the Sitra Achra the ability to draw strength. Al yidei shememirun u'machlifun ha-seder kanal. When they're mixed up, the Sitra Achra does a quick switch, and the guy thinks his shyness is a quality, and he doesn't know that he's applying shyness where he's supposed to be tough. He's supposed to ask the question. He's supposed to make the move. He's supposed to jump, not be shy. We know when it comes to doing a mitzvah, the first one gets special credit. When they're making an appeal for charity in shul sometimes, and they announce the appeal, and they finish making the announcement, and it's quiet. Nobody wants to be the first, you know. There, sometimes the person who jumps and says, I'll give 100, he gets credit for everybody else who gives. Why? Because he broke the ice. He showed the way for the others. He showed, what do you mean? This is a privilege. This isn't an obligation. This isn't a problem. This is a solution to our problems. Gam chalevei merameis shalidei pegam ze nechas chas v'sholom hazuama shel hanochosh shehitel b'chava shoyse eim kol choy. Another point in why the Torah says chaleveim is to show us that if you'll mix these two in an improper way, meat and milk, you're going to be activating the problem of the first mommy, the one who is called Eim Kol Choy, the mother of all of creation, Chava, in whom the snake injected a filth into her, a zuama into her. By you mixing meat and milk, you're activating that zuama that the nochosh injected into Chava. Shemishom ikra ho azus de sitrachra. That's where the main azus of the sitrachra began, you know. Shehu boishes de sitrachra, which is synonymous with with boishes of the sitrachra, shemachlish es hadas milizgabar b'vedas Hashem, which weakens the person from being strong in serving Hashem. We find right after the eighth and eighth sadas, Hashem came to speak to them, and they were hiding. It says they covered themselves, vayiz boishoshu. They were embarrassed. Now you're embarrassed? After you do the sin, you're embarrassed? The time to be embarrassed was before, when the snake said to you, Hashem said, don't eat this, big deal. You know why he doesn't want to eat this? He doesn't want any competition. You know how Hashem got so smart? He ate from this tree. You'll eat from this tree, you'll be just like Hashem. You know, that was the time to be embarrassed, ashamed. Are you crazy? In front of Hashem's face, I'm going to go against Hashem? What, am I nuts? Then they weren't. Then there was Azaz. Then they had chutz. The snake gave them chutzpah. Afterwards, after the sin, when then you need the Azaz to come and apologize, to come and say, I'm so sorry, but and I'm not leaving, I'm not quitting, I'm here, I'm not going away. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to take the heat. Whatever smacks Hashem wants to give me, 100 smacks, 1,000,000 smacks, I'm sticking around for it. But I'm not quitting, I'm not leaving, I'm not walking out on Hashem, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Tes. V'al kein hashvotim kishepogmu b'mechiras Yosef. And this is why, when the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik committed that terrible, terrible thing that they sold him into slavery, shochatu se'irizim. The Torah says that they slaughtered goats and they dipped his garment into goat's blood, which is the most similar to blood of a human being, because they wanted their father to believe that an animal tore him up. What was the main battle between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers? The main battle was that you want to be the boss? You're the king? Who are you? They were complaining that Yosef HaTzadik wants to rule over them improperly. You're not the Bechor. You're not the Yehuda's the king. Reuven's the Bechor. Who are you? Ulefi daitom nidma lahem sheYosef roitzel limloich rak al yedei azus chas v'shalom. They thought it was a chutzpah on the part of Yosef HaTzadik to come and tell them these dreams where everybody's bowing to him. What are we bowing to you? You're the last guy in the totem pole. You're one of the youngest kids. You're the one who's... So they were accusing him of Azus, v'heim rotzu lehizgaber bo Azus shelohem kenegdoi. They wanted to be tough against him, against what they perceived was his Azus. Alkein shochatu sirizim shubhinas Azus. That's why Hashem made it bedavka that they slaughtered goats, to show what the whole issue here was. This was the issue between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. Who's the Azus Tegdusha and who's the Azus of the Sitra Achra? Who's really qualified to rule and who isn't? V'chein Yehuda Omar LeTomor. And also in the story with Yehuda and Tomor, he said to her, Anoichi Ashalach Gdi Izim Natsoin, I will send you goats. Ki Iker HaMilchom Abinyan Azus Tegdusha Lehefech HaSvesholem Hu Betayvas HaMishgol. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the main battle that a Jew has to deal with in Azus Tegdusha versus Azus of the Sitra Achra and versus Boishes Tegdusha is when it comes to the relationship between men and women, male and female. Sheshom Iker Achizas or Azus the Sitra Achra. That's where the main place where the Sitra Achra uses its Azus in getting women to behave the opposite of what they're supposed to. We mentioned earlier that the quality of a woman, the refinement of a woman, is in how reserved she keeps herself, how much she does not show herself, versus, we know, the opposite. The Sitra Achra tries to inject into women the opposite attitude, that they want to show everything, chas v'shalom, or show more than what they're supposed to. And that results, again, and on the man's side, to have the boishes of Kiddusha, to know that the relationship between a male and female is something that's supposed to be as reserved, as private, as hidden, as quiet as possible. And here again, the Yetzahara tries to do the opposite, tries to get the person to go out of bounds. Person has a wife, or he has, and instead he's looking for something that's out of bounds for him. And the Yetzahara tries to inject the Azus, the chutzpah, to try to take what's not his. Kiboy Az, because the Zohar HaKadosh says we know that one of the greatest tzaddikim in Tikkun HaBris of all was Boyaz, who passed the test with Rus in waiting until he was permitted to marry her. And that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word, the Gemara says, I think also, the word Boyaz is Boyaz. In him was strength. In him or in it, in this issue, this is where you see the main strength of a person. This is where you see how tough a person is if he knows how to say no, if he can say no when he's supposed to, or if a woman can say no when she's impure, when she's needed. That's where you see the main strength of a person in holding back. Ezehu Gibor HaKoivesh Yitzroi. The Gibor is the one who can conquer his Yitzor, can hold back, who has the greatest degree of control. Boy Tukva, it says. In this is the main strength of the person. V'Yehuda HaYitzorichos Levarer HaAzaz Tigdusha Shemishom Iker Malchus Tigdusha B'chinas Malchus Dovid U'Mashiach Sheyetzimenu Alidezeh. And Yehuda had an incredible test at that time, because from him was destined to come Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach, the kingdom of the Jewish people, which is the real Azus of Kedusha. That's the real strength of Kedusha, had to come from him. And now he was being, he had this test, this situation, where he had to know what the right thing to do was. Shenem Arolov, and the Torah, the Pasuk says in Tehillim about Dovid HaMelech and about Moshiach, Hashem Be'ozcho Yismach Melech. Hashem, with your strength, the king will rejoice. So we see that the Malchus of Kedusha is Azaz Tikdusha. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ve'yitein Oiz Lemalkoi, Hashem will give Oiz, Azaz of Kedusha, to the Melech, Ve'yoreim Keren Meshichoi, and elevate the glory, the respect of his Moshiach. Alkein Omaroz, that's why Yehuda said to Tomor, Onoichi Ashalach Gedi Izim, I will send a set of goats. Gedi Izim Daiko, Ki Iker Biror Ha'azus Hu Shom, Bebechinas Gedi Izim, because the main perfection, the main tikkun of Azus is by goats. As we said before, Sha'al Kain Heim Boim Lekapora Bekarboni Sipor, that's why we use goats specifically to atone for the sins of the whole Klal Yisrael. Barash Chadoshim, Uregolim, V'yamakipurim, Shekulam Tzrichim Sor Daika LeKaper. All of these karbonos require a goat. You have to use a goat to atone. Why? Ki Iker Kapora Suavoinois Al Yedei Birur Ho'azis Tikdusha Me Ho'azis Tesitrachra. Because the main kapora, the main forgiveness of sins comes about when a person is zoicha to sort out, to separate the Azus Tikdusha from the Azus of the Sitrachra, which is the Azus of the Guf, the Azus of the body, Shemisham Kolatayvus Kanal, which leads the body to have all of its cravings and all of its wrong kind of desires. Umi Shezoicha Levareroz, and a person who is Zoicha to make this Birur, Oz Mahapech Azus Haguf El HaKedusha. He has the ability to turn around the Azus of the Guf and use it for Kedusha. Now, in other words, you get a person who uses all of his physical strength for building a shul, for building a sukkah, for doing mitzvahs, for running to shul. He's using the Guf's power to serve the neshama. He's taking all of that Azus, like Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish. Remember that famous statement. Reish Lakish was a leader of a band of killers. And Reish Lakish was standing on one side of a river with his bandits. And he saw, on the other side of the river, he saw Rabbi Yochanan. And he never ever saw such a handsome person in his whole life. He was shocked by his handsomeness. So he jumped over the river, and he was so powerful, he jumped across the river to get a closer look at him. Rabbi Yochanan looked at Reish Lakish, and he saw through him. He saw that there was a spark of Kedusha there. There was a potential for one of the great tzaddikim. So he said to him, Chelach lo'eraisa. Let's see you use all of this power. You're strong, you're powerful. Apply it to the Torah. Those were his words. Chelach lo'eraisa. Let's see you take all of this power, put it into the Torah. And he said to him, if you agree to go study Torah now, I'll get my sister to marry you. And if you think I look good, she's a billion times more handsome, more beautiful than I am. And sure enough, that's what happened. Reish Lakish did it, and he became the great Reish Lakish, one of the great rabbis of the Gemara. The Oz, the Nichlal Bechinas Gedi Izim Begdusha, Ulehefech Lehefech. And then the Gedi Izim becomes Nichlal in the Kedusha if the person is Zeicher at the Azis the Kedusha wins out. And if Chas Shon the other way, then it goes the other way. Veze Bechinas Kol Ho'inyin Shoya Ben Yaakov Ve'esav Binyan Kabbalas Habrochis. And this will also explain the entire incident that took place between Yaakov Avinu and Esav in getting the brachos from Yitzchok Avinu. She'atzas Rivka Imoy Hoyadaika, that Rivka Imenu told Yaakov Avinu, V'kachli Mishom Shnei Gedoye Izim, bring me two goats. Ki kol habrochos nimshochos al yidei azus digdusha. Because how is a person zoichet to all the blessings if a person has azus digdusha? Look how critical this azus digdusha is. That's how you get all the brochos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yevorech es amoy. Hashem will give you oiz, Hashem will bless you. The brochos are dependent on oiz, azus digdusha. Bechinas gevurois geshamim, as the Gemara says, that geshem rain, which represents, symbolizes blessing, the rain is what makes all the crops grow and everything, comes from gevura. Ato gibor elam Hashem hamesa ma shevuroch morad goshem, comes from gevura. Gevura is azus. Remember, v'alkein tzivso Rivka Imoy shiase shnei gedoyizim. This is why Rivka Imenu instructed Yaakov Avinu, go prepare two goats. V'yisakein v'yavare roisam, and by Yaakov Avinu shechting them bigdusha and doing everything the right way, he'll make the tikkun. He'll be mesakein the azus. Kedei sheizgaber lachnia azus the sidrachro shuzua masanochosh bechinas esav ish soer, and thereby he'll subdue the Azus of the Sitrachra, which is the filth of the snake, which is Esav Ish Soir, Esav, who's associated with the goats, Velizkois la Azus Digdusha, and he'll be Zeichet to Azus Digdusha, Vaideze Yekabel Habrochois Hanim Shochos Misham. And that's how he'll be Zeichet to receive the Brochois, which come from Azus Digdusha. Vechein Beshimshain, and by Shimshna Gibor we find also, Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayifkoid es ishtoi bigdi izim," that he gave his wife a goats. Ki Shimshon hayoroitze oz lizgaber al plishtim shemoshlu biYisrael bechinam rak al yidei azus. Shimshon Gibor was doing battle against the Philistines at the time, who were super azus. They were azus of the sitrachra. They were ruling over the Jews improperly. They didn't. Who are they? Who are the plishtim? It's through their azus, this azus malchusa b'loitago, who come as shekosu shom, as the pasuk says there, ki soyana humevakesh. Shimshon was just looking for an excuse, an opening to start up with them, to pick a fight with them, to engage them in battle so he could destroy them. V'alkein hoya iskoi bigdi izim kanal. This is why the Torah points out that he was involved with goats. He knew that this was the issue. This was Shimshon HaGibor's battle for the Azus Digdusha to defeat the Azus of the Sitrachra. The Pelishtim were a perfect example of Azus the Sitrachra. Achmachmas sheloi zocho levara bishleimus koroi. However, it's only because even though Shimshon HaGibor was an awesome tzaddik, one of the greatest tzaddikim, still, because he wasn't zeichet to purify, to make this tikkun of the Azus Digdusha 100%, al kein omer rabbi senes alav, that's why the Gemara says about him, she'etzloi nemar yerida, ubiyehuda ksiv aliyah. By Shimshon HaGibor it says, Vayered, he went down to Timna, I think it says over there. And by Yehuda, it says that Yehuda left his brothers and he went up. Ksiv Aliyah, it says, use the Lashon Aliyah over there at one point. Exactly, it says that when the women spoke to Tamar, they said to her, Hine chomich oilo Timnosa, your father-in-law is going up to Timna. Why don't you go meet him over there and engage him and find out why he hasn't given you to his son Shela, you know, who was supposed to marry her after the first two brothers died. So by her, it uses the word oy. By Yehud, it uses the word oyla, going up. By Shimshon, it uses the word yoyred. Ki Yehuda zocho levarer b'shleimus, at sheyotz mimenu Moshiach, shehu ikar azis tikdusha. Because Yehuda was zoicha to make this tikkun of the azis tikdusha against the azis the sitrachra to perfection. And that's why from him came forth Dovra Melech, Moshiach, the ultimate symbol of Azaz Tegdusha. Shemishom Malchus Tegdusha, Bechinas Ve'itein Oiz Lamalkoi. That's where the Malchus of Kedusha comes from, which is this Oiz of Kedusha.